Hello everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Tiana's ABDL World, and I am going to be wrapping up my series on bedwetting and what am I going to do to finalize this little series that I've been talking about on bedwetters. And I want to talk about the PTSD and trauma that happens for adult bedwetters. Now, there can be trauma involved when it comes to adult bedwetters, and you might be asking, what do you mean? And we're gonna dive a little bit into this concept that I have been thinking about. So, imagine being told that you can never blink again. That would be impossible to do because your body will do this on its own involuntarily. And we probably blink more than what we even know about. And if you have time, just try to like not blink for 5 minutes and see how well you can do. However, for some people who have a hard time when it comes to nighttime incontinence, this can be very traumatic for them. This experience can be something that can leave them feeling very in a situation where they feel that it is traumatic for them, because quite literally they are definitely dealing with a medical situation that goes beyond their control. And at times, for a person who has endured nighttime incontinence, this would also come with some sense of corporal punishment from adults. And this is where the trauma comes from. The trauma can come from bedwetters as a child into their adulthood, thinking about the trauma that they had when they were a child and having to face corporal punishment and abuse for wetting their bed or having accidents. And as we know, and as we've been talking about, nighttime incontinence is something that is not under their control. This is something that they have no control over. And as we have learned, that if corporal punishment is going to be used as a form of someone who is dealing with nighttime incontinence, that can cause a lot more stress for that child. And what will end up happening is the opposite effect. That corporal punishment isn't going to stop a child from having accidents. It's going to actually make them more regular, and they're going to have them more often. Again, like I said before, this is a medical issue. A person who is a bedwetter, they're not doing this on person. Just to think about kids and adults, they can be cruel, and the fear alone could stop a person in their tracks. And this could also mean like social isolation if you are a person who is a bedwetter or who has accidents, where you might not want to have sleepovers, you might not want to go out with friends, you might be afraid to date anyone or to be intimate with someone because of having nighttime incontinence. If a person has been met with corporal punishment and abuse or being teased, a person can truly learn that this is something bad. They can truly learn that they can have some self-confidence challenges within themselves. You know, that this is something that is wrong. You know, that I am someone who is living with nighttime incontinence. And then what can also happen for some people who are living with nighttime incontinence, and this is where it can turn into someone who can turn into someone who actually learns to appreciate their diapers, wearing them at night, because they now know that, hey, if I wear my diapers at night, this is something that can keep me safe, because it means that I won't wet the bed. It can mean that I won't have to wake up to having to clean my sheets, or it's something that I don't have to hide. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, this is something that I won't be teased about, because now the diapers have become a source of protection. So there are different ways that this can come out for someone who is a bedwetter. So when I talk about post-traumatic stress that can manifest in a person who is a bedwetter, this is a real thing. And here's the sad thing about it, is that it's not being talked about. There are, and there has been, and you have also seen on the news, where there has been children who have been beaten, killed, humiliated, all for having accidents during potty training, and all for being bedwetters, and having daytime accidents, and having potty incidences during the training stages. And these traumas can phase into adult ages. And this is where I'm trying to move people into this phase of that, this trauma from childhood to adolescent years into adult agehood does exist. And I was doing some research, and it said that at least 25 million people live with some form of incontinence that range in different ranges of incontinence, and also in different ages. And how does that kind of merge with the ABDL community? Well, this is my thoughts and my ideas. Well, more than not, there are a lot of individuals who are bedwetters that are in the ABDO community who have had PTSD concerning their bedwetting. I have personally talked to some who have said that they were humiliated and teased in front of their families by their own mom and dad and brothers and sisters. They were made to wear diapers before they went to bed, and it was announced in front of company, like, they were said, hey, go put your diaper on before you go to bed. You know, kind of like making it an announcement to everyone that, hey, my child or this person within a family is going to be putting on a diaper or a pull-up before they go to bed. And this is something that should probably have been done in private and should be done probably before they go to bed. But this was something that was expressed publicly to the family as something that was to humiliate. And again, a lot of families do this thinking that it's going to cure the bedwetting. You know, I wouldn't have to humiliate you if you didn't wet the bed at night. And that's such an illogical way of thinking, because this is something that someone cannot control. So, but this was used as a way of humiliation, being told and teased in front of friends and families. You know, this is something that is humiliation. Also being told in front of friends and family, you know, you're a baby, only baby wear diapers, being made to sit in their wet diapers in front of others. You know, I have had people who have said that they weren't allowed to change their diapers, like, right away when they first woke up, that they had to, like, sit in their wet diaper until, like, their mom and dad said it was okay to change. So there was, like, more forced humiliation. Some had their toys taken away, spankings in front of other children, being verbally abused. And these are the things that kind of stick in a child's mind, and those types of abuse carry over into adulthood. You know, if you've ever been bullied, if you've ever been verbally abused or emotionally abused, you know that this type of abuse, it can carry into your adulthood. It can affect your self-esteem. Like, these things do not go away. So what happened to individuals when they mature into adults is, when they're able to find a community like this that has ABDLs, and they learn to cope the best way that they can. They learn how to cope when they are able to find a community that has ABDLs. And for some people, when they learn about our lifestyle, and they learn about Little Space, and they learn about diaper lovers, and they learn about all the things that go into this lifestyle, for some people, they're able to find their second family within the ABDL community, and they become their safe place again. And within the ABDL community, they find safety, and they find a community, and they find a place where they feel that it's okay to be in diapers. And in some circles and within different areas, and whoever they speak with and talk to, if they find mentors, that they start to understand that it's also okay to wear diapers. When in their past, they were told that being a bedwetter was wrong. They were told that, you know, having nighttime incontinence was wrong. They were, you know, they were humiliated for so long that they actually come into a realm of awakening where they're able to find a community that accepts them for who they are. So all of that shame and abuse plays on the mind of the individual, and they start to find ways to cope on a psychological level that makes sense to them. So being an adult and in a little space becomes their safe place, a place where, as an adult baby, your simplest thing to wear a diaper, or that simplest act of being able to just not have to care about your potty issues, and being able to be an adult baby by wetting and messing your diaper, it feels normal and it feels safe. And being able to use your diapers as a coping mechanism instead of a punishment mechanism is a way for some people to actually bring some type of healing to some of that abuse that a bedwetter has had in their past. And it makes it feel a little bit more normal to know that there are others who are dealing with the same thing that you are, and who are also needing a safe place. So you come to this kind of group knowing that you're safe. And I feel like in life, we all use different tools to cope. And for bedwetters who are facing trauma, or who have had traumatic things that have led them to bedwetting, because there are some adults who come to bedwetting because of they were probably in a car accident, or for some who were possibly in who were in like the Afghanistan war, or who were into Iraq, people who have experienced domestic abuse or domestic violence. There are so many traumatic experiences as adults that also cause bedwetting. And you just never know what happens to someone psychologically that will cause that to happen. But they're able to come to this place to explore with diapers and little space to feel safe, that they're able to bridge the gap with that trauma to healing by using little space and diapers. So that, I feel like that's a really good thing. And when you're in this community, for some people, you know, they can talk to someone who's like, you're a bedwetter. Like, I think that's a cool thing. I think that's a cool thing that you can, you know, be able to wear your diaper and, you know, not have to worry about like wetting. Like for some people who are in a lifestyle, having that, you know, unconsciousness feeling of knowing when you have to go is a really great space to be in. And so for some bedwetters, they come to this lifestyle understanding and finding understanding with others that there is no judgment, and that for some people that they think it is an actually amazing thing that they can actually have that experience. And so they begin to start to feel included in a way that they probably were never included in other ways and within their past. And then what ends up happening that is a beautiful thing is that people with trauma, when they come into this lifestyle, they're able to find their place in the ABDL community. And I always say, if you can find your balance within your AB and DL lifestyle, with your little space, if you're able to find that balance, that there is nothing that you need to worry about. And at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, what we're all looking for is a place to be accepted without worry and fear. Maybe in your childhood, you did not have that gift. You did not have that gift of acceptance. It was taken away from you. But as you mature into your adulthood, you find out that you're not alone and that it's okay to be your authentic self, even if it means being in your diapers. And those are good feelings to have. And so I hope that everyone who is involved with an ABDL community, whether you're just beginning or whether you've been in it for a while, that you're able to find your space. And an understanding that trauma is definitely a part of some people's journey into this space, but you don't have to stay in your trauma forever. There are ways for you to use this lifestyle as a tool to help you to cope with many different things in your life. And to everyone out there who is listening, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I cannot wait to come back here again and to show you, or for you to hear more of my ideas and things that I have to share. Everyone, bye out there and be safe. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Tiana's ABDL World, and I am going to be wrapping up my series on bedwetting and what am I going to do to finalize this little series that I've been talking about on bedwetters. And I want to talk about the PTSD and trauma that happens for adult bedwetters. Now, there can be trauma involved when it comes to about bedwetters, and you might be asking,